Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is a special holiday edition of Big Scary News, episode 324. And we're going to start off with this update from Transworld. Start your Transworld experience with a haunt tour to Talon Falls Scream Park. Wednesday, March 25th is your chance to experience the evil community of Talon Falls Tour, featuring three haunted attractions in one location. Dare to experience 10 terrifying mazes, plus the all-new Blood Creek Haunted Hayride. Then, go behind the screams. Take an exclusive behind-the-scenes tour of our makeup and wardrobe production areas. Finally, explore the Talon Falls Midway of Madness and enjoy spooky drinks while browsing Miss Shell's ghoulish gifts. Get more information at haashow.com. We have this update from the Haunted Attraction Association. The Haunted Attraction Association is currently accepting candidates for an opportunity to serve on the board of directors. Two current board members, Michael Edwards and Terry Bernstein, have reached the end of their term limits, and five others have reached the end of their first term and are eligible to run again. The board terms will be 3 years, March 2026 through March 2029. Board members must be the owner-operator of a haunted attraction and be willing to volunteer over 45 hours annually, attend monthly Zoom meetings, serve on at least one committee, fundraise for operating expenses, and assist with convention booth duties. A full list of requirements can be found on the online application. Nominations are being accepted through noon on February 3rd, 2026. The nominating committee will review applicants, conduct vetting, and finalists will be reviewed and voted upon by the general membership. Get more information at hauntedattractionassociation.com. We have a little news on some multiple ghost hunts going on in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Ring in the new year with a ghost hunt. Attend one of Gettysburg's New Year's Eve celebrations. Join us from 11:55 p.m. to 6 a.m. for our annual all-night investigation. On this ghost hunt, we visit multiple haunted and historic indoor locations, supply you with your own bag of ghost hunting equipment to use, and send you a VIP link filled with pictures, videos, and EVB recordings from the ghost hunt. Tickets are only $75 a person, plus tax. Space is limited for this special event, so get your tickets online or over the phone at 717-338-1818 before they sell out. Get that information at GettysburgGhostTours.com. Speaking of New Year's Eve, we have this from the Charlotte Dark Scene New Year's Eve Party coming to Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome in 2026 with the Charlotte Dark Scene. Spinning the best of new and old school goth, post-punk, industrial, synth-pop, darkwave, and more with the spooky DJs you know and love around the Queen City. DJ Christian Holfley, DJ Velveteen, and DJ Dilemma. You must be 18 years old to attend. Only at the Milestone Club, 3400 Tuckasegee Road in Charlotte. Get more information at themilestoneclub.com. We have this from the Scaradice Horror and Pop Culture Convention coming to Tampa, Florida. We have a guest announcement. James Remar. Highlights of James' 45-year career includes his portrayals of Ajax in The Warriors, Albert Gans in 48 Hours, Dutch Schultzen in The Cotton Club, and Jack Duff in Miracle on 34th Street. In television, he's best known for playing Richard Wright in Sex and the City, and Harry Morgan, the father of the title character, in Dexter and Dexter Resurrection. Since 2009, he has done voiceover work in ads for Lexus luxury cars, and so much more. Meet James Remar, February 27th through March 1st at the Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa. Tickets are available at scaradice.net. We have this news on a paranormal investigation put on by the Wraith Chasers at the Haymond House in Sutton, West Virginia. On January 9th and 10th, ghost hunt with the Wraith Chasers at the haunted Haymond House in Sutton. Hey all you Wraith Raff, that's right. Wraith Tour 2026 is bringing us back to Sutton, West Virginia for two nights of chasing at the Haymond House. This is an intimate event with only 10 people allowed for each night. Doors open at 6 p.m. with a Q&A and a meet and greet. Then the investigation of the Haymond House will go on until midnight. Get tickets and more information at thewraithchasers.com. We have an update from the Evansville Horror Con coming to Evansville, Indiana. We're excited to share that Nancy Loomis is joining us for Evansville Horror Con 2026. You knew her as Annie Brackett from Halloween, the smart mouth best friend who stole every scene she was in. She also brought serious presence to The Fog, Assault on Precinct 13, and a handful of other cult favorites that helped divine early John Carpenter horror. She'll be with us all weekend, meeting fans, signing, and hanging out for photos. VIP passes are already moving fast, so if she's on your must-meet list, now's the time to lock in your spot. Get more information at evansvillehorror.com. We have this haunt news from the Erebus Haunted Attraction in Pontiac, Michigan. When Christmas is over, Erebus comes back to life. Introducing The Nightmare After Christmas, a limited-run haunt experience happening December 26th and 27th only. This isn't cozy. This isn't cheerful. This is Erebus frozen over. As you descend deeper into the tower, the temperature drops, the fear intensifies, and the experience becomes something you just don't remember. You survived. Choose your path. The nice list, you can grab a green glow stick for a calmer, family-friendly walkthrough, or the naughty list, with no glow stick and full intensity. Two nights, one choice. The cold cuts deeper the farther you go, happening December 26th and 27th, when Christmas ends, the nightmares begin. Get more information or those tickets at erebusnightmare2025.fearticket.com. We have this update from Haunters Against Hate. We have exciting news, Haunters. Haunters Against Hate is expanding its booth space at Transworld this year. We've gotten so many wonderful donations from amazing companies that we need more space for you to attend and enjoy the raffle. It also means that we'll have more room for your donations. If you or your company wish to donate anything to be raffled off and help us raise money in our biggest event of the year, just let Paul of Haunters Against Hate know via direct message or email paul@hauntersagainsthate.com. Keep up with all updates at hauntersagainsthate.com. We have some news from the Scream Machine Haunted Attraction in Taylor, Michigan. A message from the owners. To our haunt family, friends, fans, and loyal guests, it is with a heavy heart that we must announce the Scream Machine's time at 25710 North Line Road is at an end. Our not-so-silent night this past December was our final event at this location. Unfortunately, despite our best efforts, rising operating costs have made continuing at this location not possible. We can't thank you enough for your support over the past few years and for allowing us to be your home for fear. While we don't know what this means for the future of the machine, we greatly appreciate all of our guests and crew who have made the last 3 years at this location ones to remember. Thank you, Josh and Laura Sparks. Keep up with any updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/The Scream Machine Haunt. We have this update from the Big Texas Terror Con coming to San Antonio. Linda Blair joins us for Big Texas Terror March 6th through the 8th at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center in San Antonio. Best known as Reagan McNeil in The Exorcist, her Oscar-nominated performance made horror history. She went on to star in Hell Night, Savage Streets, Chained Heat, and more cult horror favorites. Now you can meet this legendary actress in San Antonio. Get more information at BigTexasTerror.com. We have an update to Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor David Naughton to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Las Vegas, happening January 16th through the 18th at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. David Naughton is an American actor and singer, best known for his starring roles in the horror film An American Werewolf in London and the Disney comedy Midnight Madness, as well as for a long-running Be a Pepper Am ad campaign for the beverage maker Dr. Pepper. He also starred in the short-lived series Makin' It and sang its hit theme song, giving him a top 10 hit on the Billboard charts. Days of the Dead returns to Las Vegas January 16th through the 18th. Tickets, VIP passes, and vendor tables are now on sale and will sell out. Get yours today at daysofthedead.com. We have some news on a goth and industrial dance party coming to Sacramento, California. Club Necromancy presents Goth Night Out, our first event of the year, an evening of dark music for dark souls. The bright day is done, and we are for the dark. Join us on Saturday, January 3rd, and to enjoy goth, industrial, EBM, dark 80s, dark electro, and synth pop, featuring DJ Keys, DJ Carney Robber, and special guest DJ Owen from San Francisco. Welcome in 2026, surrounded by good friends and good music, and there's free downtown parking. Located inside the Press Club, the former Midtown Barfly, 1119 21st Street in Sacramento. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/clubnecromancysac. That's S-A-C. And finally, we have some news on a new Nightmare Before Christmas comic. This comes to us via AITPComics.com. Dynamite Entertainment is ringing in 2026 with a brand new journey to Halloween Town and beyond as they launch Disney Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, The Shiver of Christmastown this January. The four-issue miniseries comes from acclaimed writer Torin Grunbeck and artist Edu Mena, with colors by Adriano Augusto and letters from Taylor Esposito. This all-ages tale follows Sally, Locke, Shock, and Beryl on a misadventure that starts when Dr. Finkelstein unveils a strange new creation, an adorable pet named Shiver. What begins as a caretaker role for Sally quickly spirals into chaos when the mischievous trio takes Shiver along on an unexpected trip to Christmastown. Grunbeck promises tricks, treats, and the true magic of Halloween, while Mena's gothic-inspired art channels the movie's beloved looks and atmosphere. Each issue will also feature show-stopping covers from artists like Jay Lee, Sue Lee, and Alan Kwa, along with variants showcasing classic film art. The miniseries builds on Dynamite's recent success with Long Live the Pumpkin Queen, the graphic novel, continuing their growing partnership with Disney to bring you new Nightmare Before Christmas stories to comic fans. You can see a preview at AITPComics.com.
And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Big Scary Show and the Big Scary News, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. It is the season. It is basically here. It is Christmas time. And even though it is a super busy time for an awful lot of people, I don't know of anybody busier than this person right here who is getting ready for the big, big, shall we say, ride. And that is, of course, Santa Claus. We have somehow scored an opportunity to speak with Santa here. So, Santa, welcome to the Big Scary News.
Well, thank you very much for welcoming me to the Big Scary News, and I'm happy to be here today to talk to you.
I've got to say, first of all, I know you're super busy, so I'll get right to the point here. What's big this year? How busy are you going to be? I mean, I've seen so many, you know, of your helpers in the local shopping areas and stuff like that. Are they still pulling their weight? Are you still having to, get after the elves and all that kind of stuff, getting those toys ready for all the good little children?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's been a very busy season. Unfortunately, there's a lot more needy people this year than in previous years. So, you know, it definitely has my elves working overtime to try to provide as much as we can for those in need. And leading up to the big night, a lot of planning, you know, a lot of logistics involved. You know, I have to get the reindeer ready, have to pack the sleigh. You know, Mrs. Claus, she's basically my general. You know, she's the master of logistics. I don't know what I could do if I didn't have Mrs. Claus, you know, that helps me to get everything together. She's really the glue that keeps us all together.
Oh, you know, Mrs. Claus is absolutely an unsung hero. And I don't know if you know this, but Jana, the old crone from our show, does play a Mrs. Claus helper in her hometown in Arkansas from location to location. So I am sure, after hearing how busy she is, that Mrs. Claus must be just absolutely, you know, unavailable to talk to us, obviously, because of how busy she is. And I would be remiss if I did not say I'm hoping that you settled everything with NORAD this year, because I know they'll be out there tracking you, as they have every year since 1955. So are there going to be any new flight paths this year or anything new? I know they've got that volcano that erupted and, you know, some other things like that. Does that change your flight paths at all?
Not significantly. You know, we're able to fly underneath many of those obstructions, and, you know, coordinating with NORAD, you know, does allow us to, you know, avoid many of the busy flight paths from the airlines. So that coordination with NORAD is crucial for our operations, and, you know, it also helps us to plan the logistics of where to go and when. You know, obviously there's certain parts of the globe, you know, that are less populated than others, so NORAD is another, you know, organization that helps us to truly be more efficient in how we, you know, travel and visit the various areas around the world.
Oh, fantastic. And I know it's been a rough year for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. Have you noticed that children are generally being more good because of hardships, or are they becoming less good for possibly the same reasons?
I mean, children, generally speaking, you know, have that Christmas spirit, and it's such a magical thing to see from day to day. I think the expectations that certain children have are always, you know, well appreciated, and we do the best that we can for them. You know, so I would say that children generally, you know, are just as kind and nice as they usually are.
Excellent. Like to hear that. I have three of my own that are grown. They still believe in you, of course, because if they don't, they'll obviously get coal in their stockings. And I would be remiss, again, if I didn't ask you this. We are a haunted house podcast, so I'd like to get your opinion on all these haunted houses around the country that put on Christmas haunts and Krampus-related haunts. I know you have a special relationship with the Krampus. What are your opinions on these haunted attractions that put on Christmas events, Krampus-related events, and things like that?
Oh, personally, I love them. I mean, as you well know, you know, Krampus was my sidekick. You know, we were partners for many, many years, you know, in the Christmas season, you know, where I delivered, you know, toys to the nice children. And Krampus, well, we know what he did to the ones on the naughty list. you know, there's a lot to be said about the history and relationship between both of us. And I think it's a great thing, actually bring back some of these, you know, kind of, you know, forgotten practices of our season. You know, Krampus and the various haunted houses, I think, you know, they're definitely filling a need that many of us like to see, you know, whether it's, you know, Christmas in July or Krampus and haunted houses in December. There's always room for everyone. You know, Santa should not dominate and control the season in December, just like, you know, other holidays have their, you know, place to be had. So I welcome it and I love it. You know, and Krampus is oftentimes misunderstood for many people.
I do understand. And I will say, if there are small children in the room, parents, you might want to take them out at this time. I do understand that you have sometimes moonlit at a particular haunt up in New England. Tell us what Santa does at a particular haunt in December normally, or works at a haunted attraction up in the greater New England area.
So I am a Midway actor at Fright Kingdom in Nashua, New Hampshire, when I'm not, you know, acting as Santa Claus. I've been working there, I want to say, since 2015. I've been a haunt actor since 1999. I started with Spooky World when they moved from Berlin to Foxborough, Massachusetts, and the bug, you know, has held me ever since. You know, there's a lot to be said for haunting and the type of performances that we do. You know, and I think that was an easy transition for me, being a Midway actor, doing that type of improv, and becoming Santa, you know, in the December months. I think for me versus, you know, some other Santas that I know, it was an easier transition just because I have that background.
Well, I do want to say your alter ego, Scott Hatch, who works at Fright Kingdom during the season as a Midway actor and all that stuff. I do want to say you have had a very interesting career. I know you worked at, you said you worked at Spooky World, David Bertolino's original kind of mega haunt that was great. We had David Bertolino on the show a few months ago. We see him at Midsummer Scream every year in California. He's a great guy. What was it like working at that?
Oh my, I mean, that was an experience that I have tried to recreate, and you know, I've really had a hard time of doing that until I, you know, started working at, you know, Fright Kingdom in Nashua. I have friends from that, you know, have been a part of my life ever since. It was definitely formative. I started working there at 29, you know, and it's, you know, wow. You know, I started as, you know, a regular actor in a house, did the Midway for a little bit. I was a manager, and I think that was one of my most devastating things that happened when Spooky World closed and they had to, you know, auction everything off. You know, so many experiences, so many friendships, and it was such a formative time in my life that, you know, I've always kind of sought for that same type of environment. And while, you know, there's obviously the nostalgia of looking back at these kind of things, there was definitely something special about my time working at Spooky World in Foxborough.
Have you had a chance to see the documentary that came out this fall?
Unfortunately, I have not had that opportunity at this point. I know some of my friends are heavily involved in that, you know, and unfortunately, you know, life is very busy at times, and my free time is very limited. So, yeah, sadly, I haven't. It's on my to-do list during my, you know, Christmas vacation from my regular job.
I'm going to assume that after you deliver toys all night long, you could use some R&R, and what better way than to sit down in front of a TV and with a nice snack tray, because you get tired of milk and cookies after a while, mm-hmm. and just sit back and enjoy that documentary. I also have not had a chance to see it yet because I don't have the correct streaming services, but I am looking at probably expanding those if I get any Christmas money. So if I get the proper streaming service, I will be taking a very long look at Spooky World's documentary coming up in the beginning of the new year. So you worked at Fright Kingdom for many years here. How was their Krampus event this year? I understand you were not able to attend, but what have you heard?
Well, I heard that it was, you know, they built on previous years. You know, last year, ended up being more of a Santa professionally was my character that I did last year. And in years previously, I was called Hatchy Claws. I was basically Santa's little brother, who had a complex because, you know, his brother was perfect, right? Think of Bad Santa. That's kind of how I portrayed the character, kind of a mishmash of that and the Santa from A Christmas Story, you know, as he kicks Ralphie down the slide. That's kind of the mix-up of that. You know, Fright Kingdom has done a tremendous job of taking the Krampus and the Fright Before Christmas theme and just completely revamping their haunted house. They bring in actors from all over New England with various haunts, and, you know, giving credit to Bill DeChesney, or Bill with one L, one haunt, many haunts, one family, and that really that event embodies that type of a feeling where we have, you know, actors from all various haunts that come and help us to make a successful event with our Fright Before Christmas. Definitely was an improvement. We had two weekends, Fridays and Saturdays, the 6th and 7th, and then, what was it, the 13th and 14th. And from what I understand, you know, we had very good numbers, you know, for our Krampus event. And I think, and I may be wrong, but I'm very positive that this may be one of the longest running Krampus events, at least in New England. I remember attending this, I want to say, I think it's been going on for maybe 15 years or so. I remember attending the first one, and we had had a decent snowstorm during the event, but it was one of those things I wasn't going to miss. I wasn't working there at the time. I was a customer, and it was something that gave me a look into Fright Kingdom that said to me, I want to be a part of this. And then, you know, in a few years after that, I did, you know, become a member of the Fright Kingdom family.
Have you had a chance to go to the Krampuslauf that they have, I believe, in Rhode Island?
No, unfortunately, you know, if I was ever had the free time, I would love to go to it. But now, being Santa and with the haunt, it's very difficult to get that kind of free time.
Totally understand. Storm lives up in Warwick, and I know mm-hmm. he has gone out there at least once and observed that and covered that for the show. Maybe if you get a chance or a quick break from building some toys and managing the elves, take a quick swing down to the New England Krampuslauf that they have there. It sounds like a lot of fun. But yeah. Santa, I don't want to take too much more of your time. if your alter ego Scott Hatch does professional Santa for hire, or is there ways that people can contact you? Obviously, it's a little late in the year to do that now, but if they want to go ahead and start in on 2026, maybe if you hire yourself out for parties or events or other things like that, where can they get that information? How can they get a hold of you for more?
So I do have a Facebook page, Santa Scott Hatch. You can find me there, or you could email me, and I'll probably have a new email next year, but I'll still have this one. It's my first letter of my first name, S, and then my last name, Hatch, H-A-T-C-H, 0341. It's actually my MLS when I was in the Marine Corps, at gmail.com. So shash0341@gmail.com.
Okay, or look up Santa Scott Hatch on Facebook. And do you know if Fright Kingdom is doing any more off-season events? Are they doing Valentine's Day or halfway to Halloween or anything in 2026?
We will be doing a halfway to Halloween. It's in May. Off the top of my head, I don't have the exact date. Unfortunately, I don't think we'll be doing the Valentine's Day event anymore. COVID kind of killed it, and I think the logistics of that was, I mean, I enjoyed it, but I think the logistics may have been, you know, a little bit more difficult, so we just do the halfway to Halloween at this point.
Fair enough. Well, I will not let you take any more time away from your workshop. I know you're very, very busy, especially this week. So if you would like to send a message out to any of the kids out there that may be listening, wishing them all the best of the season and everything, now is your chance, Santa.
Well, thank you very much. The one thing that message I have for kids is always be nice. You know, we want the same type of attention and affection given to us as we give to others. So try to be nice to everyone you can. You know, one random act of kindness will always go a very long way. You know, so always be nice to others, and, you know, pass on that Christmas spirit, even when it's hard to do so.
Well, Santa, a.k.a. Scott Hatch, it has been an absolute delight to have you here on Big Scary News, and we hope that you have a very safe trip this week. You know, you don't get any missiles fired at you, or you don't run into any flocks of birds, and, you know, we hope the weather is fine. You don't need to bring out that ninth reindeer that we all know in order to guide your sleigh through the night. And we wish you all the best for the rest of the holiday season.
Well, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and thank you for having me.
Once again, folks, Santa Claus, you can reach him at Santa Scott Hatch on Facebook. And if you need a professional Santa for your next event, probably in 2026, or watch him lurking about Fright Kingdom up in Nashua, New Hampshire. You never know where he may be lurking about, looking out for all those naughty children. I believe FrightKingdom.com is their website, so keep a lookout for their halfway to Halloween event. My name is Drew Badger, wishing you all a very safe, spectacular, and possibly spooky holiday season. And you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.